Blog Talk Radio. family, family, family. Welcome to another edition of Grown Folks Talking. Express Yourself. This is your host, Forrest J. Nance, and I'm proud to be here to serve my podcast audience. I'd like to thank you so much once again for tuning in. I'm going to give my shout-outs, because, you know, I always give, you know, shout-outs to the people that I owe a certain amount of gratitude to. As my man, Mr. Hans, said in Enter the Dragon, I owe you a sense of gratitude before Bruce Lee took him out in the end. Remember, he gave him that little sidekick, ran into the spear. Well, Bruce Lee kicked him into the spear. Good for him. Killed my man, Jim Kelly. The brother always got killed in the early years of Hollywood, right? You know, remember Jim Kelly? He was cheating. He had the little leather gloves on. He had an iron hand, remember? That's messed up, man. But I love Jim Kelly. Unfortunately, you know, Jim passed years ago, you know. But brother was kind of personal. Never got to know him. I found out back in the day that Jim Kelly, this came from, you know, people that were 15 years older. Downtown North New Jersey had a parade. Jim Kelly, Fred Williamson, and Jim Brown came through, you know, because they had the drop tops back then. They were in the parade session there. And I heard about it. I was a little boy back then, of course, you know, came out. Well, not really. I was like, what, Three the Hard Way came out in the early 70s. I was about 13, 14, but I didn't know back then, you know, because back then I would have got me a Kodak. We, you know, the old cameras, you know, and took a couple of pictures, you know. But didn't know, but I heard about it from the older people. And you'd be surprised. I heard there was a lot of sisters out there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women, you know, because they were heroes back then. They had, you know, the macho thing. Anyway, like I said, once again, I'm your host, Forrest J. Nance. That was a little stroll down memory lane. Young people that are listening, you can learn something from listening to us older folks because, you know, hey, we just try to give you all tidbits of helpful information. Now, whether or not you accept or reject, hopefully somebody won't be turning a key in, all right? In other words, on a cell door, all right, locking you in because you want to be a hardhead and do things the hard way. And, you know, my technician last night had a very, very powerful guest on last night. My man Jay, who's my technician here, he has his podcast, same number every Friday between 8 and 10. And the brother was incarcerated for so long. I think I would have committed suicide. But he was in there for, I think, what, 26 years. But he said his incarceration made him a better man. Now, some of us know we don't want to get locked up, but some people got to do it the hard way. But it made him a better person. And he said that last night. And now the brother is Muslim, and if I'm not mistaken, he's a practicing imam. And he deals with all ethnicities, because if you know anything about Muslims and Islam, there's no color barrier, you know. So very powerful, brother, and I got a chance to, you know, let him know I really appreciated what he was saying. You know, he has a program that he works with out in Virginia. So once again, a shout-out to the brother and continued success, because he deals with rehab and helping people who have substance abuse and basically people that need inspiration. And that's why I started my podcast, Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. I'm going to cut out the Express Yourself because you guys don't like calling in. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate you calling in, all right, if you can. But you guys like to listen a lot, so hey, I got listeners. One of these weeks I might get lucky and get one or two of y'all to start calling in. That would be a beautiful thing, all right? Now, first and foremost, my podcast family, I'm feeling good. Did you exercise today? That's what I want to ask you. Did you do something? Did you find the track? Because it was a beautiful day here in North New Jersey, which is where I'm headquartered. Okay. Hey, did you get to the park? Walk around. I'm telling you, after you exercise, you feel so good. The blood is going. You're sweating a little. You feel good because the circulation is going. And like we always tell you here every year, that's every year. I'm sorry, I meant to say every week. I ain't been up here for a year yet. My first anniversary is until January of 2022. I'm getting carried away. Sometimes you could be doing this for a while. I feel like it's been longer than what it really is. Okay? But anyway, the point is, okay, is that, hold on, family, because I forgot, I got to switch phones here. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, you there, family? Okay, hold on for 1 second. Hold on. Okay. All right, I'm back. Okay. So, as I was saying, it'll be my first anniversary, January 2022. All right. Now, we have a very powerful show this evening. Now, let me say this. Our dear brother Rashad, all right, will not be on tonight. His daughter had a birthday. And even though you're my podcast family, okay, I just want to let you guys know, all right, that blood family always comes first when you have something to do. He'll be back on next week. And as you guys know, for my faithful who have been out there, like Ms. Deborah Gaskins, Ms. Dawn Lewis Roberts, all right, and others who have decided to remain silent, because that's what I just spoke on a few minutes ago. I mean, I've always given out my number in case you want to text me, you want me to bring on a certain type of guest that you want to hear speak. I mean, listen, if you enjoy listening, the least you could do is text me. All right, let me put my number out there again, 973-375-4425. You can remain anonymous. I don't have to know your name. Just say, hey, I listen to your podcast. Could you please bring a person associated with this type of thought or occupation? And I'll be more than happy to reach out, okay? But I don't know. And listen, like this, if you don't know, all right, you don't know. So sometime, I mean, you got to do a little something. And that all falls under the support category, family. That falls under the family of support, all right, that I need for you guys to, start doing. You know, speaking of support, as promised, today's September 11th, and it's the anniversary of 9/11. I'll talk about that a little later. All right, but as promised, my man John B. from T for Health is going to be my very first guest at exactly 7:30. He comes on, that's my first guest. So I just like to thank my podcast family for listening, and John B. is going to give you the lowdown on green tea. Now, let me say this. This is the most potent form of green tea in the world. You hear what I said, family? Dr. Lee. All right, he's going to give you a breakdown of why this claim is made. We're not talking about the low-grade green tea you get in ShopRite, wherever you go. Can't say Pathmark no more because they're out of business. But this is what you need, and John will explain to you the power of green tea and its medicinal benefits, all right? Also, getting back to our dear brother Rashad, who's our master herbalist, he'll be on back on next week. Like I said, his daughter is celebrating her birthday, and he needs time with his daughter. So, hey, we all can understand that. He'll be back next week. But like I said, green tea, man, all right, the brother I'll be dealing with. And also, for you guys out there who are on Facebook, now I have advertisement. If you order green tea, I have a code up there, which John will tell you, elaborate on a little further when he comes on, all right? If you use my customer code on my Facebook page to order this green tea, all right, then you get $1 off a bag of green tea. And aren't we all trying to save $1, all right? Nobody's rich. Everybody doesn't have Bill Gates money, all right, or Clinton's and all those deep state connected people. We poor folk, okay? But we're trying to do better, all right? And once again, thank you for coming on. Now, I'm going to give my quick shout-out. I'd like to give a shout-out first. Oh, before I shout-out, first and foremost, I'd just like to say I want to dedicate my podcast. I had a very dear cousin slash friend of mine who passed away, Elmer Turpin. That was my cousin. You know, we have a prayer line that was started by my beloved cousin. She's still here, Kathleen Turpin. And my cousins come on. We all talk about family business, stuff like that. I think family needs to do that nowadays, engage with each other, support one another. Even if you ain't family, support something. I'm selling green tea. Support it. Not only because it's good for your health, because this is the best green tea in the world. And my man's come on to explain to you why it is such. Okay? So, anyway, Elmer Turpin, may the Most High, regardless of what you call him, God, Jehovah, Allah, whatever you call him, one, just one creator, okay, May he be granted paradise. Also, Miss Karen Whatley. I happen to be blessed to have met her when I graduated high school. We crashed Montclair, New Jersey's high school party. They had a little after graduation party. I went to Weekway High in Newark. And, you know, we had nothing to do back then. Everything closed at 2. But Montclair, he was partying at 3 o'clock. So we went up there. I met this beautiful young lady named Karen Whatley. All right? Just so unfortunate. I never really got to know her. But the time I spent with her in those 3 months over the summer of 75, it was a beautiful thing. I've been in contact with her. I was talking to her today. And unfortunately, I found that 3 of her cousins in the state of Alabama had passed away. So may the Most High grant them paradise. I didn't know them because any mistakes we make, well, we all have to be judged, don't we? And the people who, unfortunately, who don't care about other human beings, who could care less about us, well, guess what? They're going to have to be, judged too. And I guess, I don't know. I just don't know. You know, if they, if they believe in the good Lord up above, or wherever the Lord is located, you know. But it's not for me to judge. I just know what I believe. And some of us believe the same thing. All right? If I'm walking down Main Street, you're walking down Green Street, and the other person's walking down Central Avenue, and we're all trying to get out there to Broadway, you take your avenue, I take my avenue, and if it all leads to the same street, see you when I get there. Okay? That's how we should do it. All right? Now, not this week, but next week, my man Jay is going to start. We're going to dedicate to my podcast. I'm going to open up in prayer by saying all praise is due to the Most High. And then family, because there's so much hustle and bustle out here in the streets. Everybody's so impatient. Just look at the way people drive nowadays. Like I always say, light turn yellow, they're honking already. I'm starting next week with my podcast. We're going to start meditating for 2 minutes. And we're going to have meditative music on, the water flowing, the butterflies flippering through the air, and all that good stuff. Birds chirping, all right? By the way, speaking of birds, I got my birds on the porch. I got 2 canaries, you know, love them. They're fun to watch, okay? And it's amazing what the male bird will do to, you know, impress the female bird. I see in this bird act crazy like he's dancing because I play music around him. He'll fall off the perch. And he'll pop back up like nothing happened and jump right back on that stick and keep dancing and make a behind out of himself. Because, you know, up here, we respect each other. We don't use the cuss words. That's not necessary. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's bad enough that there's enough dysfunction out here, enough shooting and craziness, and people don't know how to talk to each other, lack of respect. I don't want that around me. All right? I was exposed to it for years. Okay? And luckily, you know, it was just part of what was supposed to be my destiny. I feel so good because I'm spiritually above that. I don't mean I'm better than you. That means that you could be meditative walking down the street and looking at people, understanding the beauty of what the Creator put out here for us to look at, to view. Okay? Now, my man John B. with Green Tea will be on. All right? Like I said, go on my Facebook page, Forrest Nance. Support. Okay? But not only, listen, it's not going into my pocket. This is for your health. Green tea has been shown when people have went through the chemotherapy, it helps to heal them. And also with the polyphenols in green tea, helps to prevent cancer. And you're getting the top grade Rolls Royce, Mercedes-Benz, Lamborghini of green tea. So family, invest in your health. All right? If you want to go to ShopRite and pick up the little grade of green tea, the bigger one, go right ahead. I'm not trying to bash these people. Go right ahead. All right? But like I said, your health is your wealth. Okay? You spend all that money at the, I'm not saying, I don't know if the nail salons, you spend money on other stuff, hair products. Most of y'all putting that stuff in your hair, don't can't even understand what the ingredients mean. Okay? Instead of just getting some organic coconut oil, putting that in your, I can't do that because it doesn't slick it down. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, all right, okay. You're born with natural hair, and now obviously you have all this other stuff in there. Okay, all right? And then you wonder sometimes why people looking up in the sky, walking down the street, like they're trying to look at birds, and you're like, ooh, might be some of that stuff you're putting in your scalp. But anyway, family, It was just a joke. Nah, I'm not. Ladies, y'all better not get on me. We come on. Why y'all talking bad about us, ladies? I'm not doing it. I love women. Are you crazy? A friend of mine just said he went down to the park. They had a Jamaican festival. He said, "Oh, Frost, he looks so beautiful." I'm like, "Yeah, I bet you they did. A lot of eye candy down there, guys." And you say there's no creator. Like I said, if you're an atheist, it's your business. All right? I'll just tell you this. All right? Hey. Can't be. There's too much beauty in this world to say there's not a creator. Are you kidding me? Wow. I mean, just use your mind. Okay? All right. Here we go, family. All right. So start next week. 2 minutes, family. All right? Meditate. Take it down. Think about. If you can't think about something that makes you happy or an experience you went through while you're meditating that can make you smile while you close your eyes, that's a dirty, dirty, low-down shame. And I ain't talking about the movie. Okay? Where, you know, the lady, you know, remember my man was in the room with her and she was taking off all, she said, "I got something to tell you." She took off her legs and her arms. And I'm like, wow, you know, it's crazy. But anyway, family, okay, now, we're going to meditate start next week, only for 2 minutes. Now, if you can't afford 2 minutes, all right, then go to TikTok with that crazy stuff they got there. Some things are good up there, all right? Now, I'd like to say a while back, we got a crank call in here, all right? I just like to say that the second time, because remember, this guy called back twice, and I'm going to tell you why. See, there's good people, and there's crazy people out here, and sometimes, not that you have to pity crazy people, but sometimes you got to work with them. You have to see a brighter day, all right? I got a text, and went on my text, because I put the number out here, it just so happens that that person that called in, that was a crank caller, right? Well, his friend told on him to a girl. Now, it just so happens that this young lady, she listens. That's how he found out about, because one day this guy, she said, she never gave him the time of day. Now, this is a friend of the prank caller who called in. Y'all remember 2 weeks ago for my faithful podcast audience, right? So he's trying to make some type of impression with her. So he thought by maybe telling her what the guy did, okay, that, you know, he might get some brownie points. She said, "No, he's been trying for like 4 years, and still, he can't get a chip off of this." Well, anyway, they said, well, she was just telling me, she said, "Listen, I said, "No, you don't have to apologize. Let me tell you how the text came. You know how you get those five numbers, and it's not really a full number? Well, for some reason, because like I said, hey, listen, I've been old school for a while, all right? I don't know how to do this technology. My 11-year-old niece put me up on Instagram when I did my exercise video. Okay, so I'm still learning, all right? But anyhow, family, listen. What happened was I got a text from her. She said, "I'm going to call you from unavailable," and she called on time. I got the call on Monday, this past Monday, all right? And she told me, and she said, "Well," I said, "no, you don't owe me an apology, dear," all right? And she told me the story, but she said back in the day the guy was bullied. She said he was the type of guy that, you know, he wore the Coca-Cola bottle glasses. You know, I'm telling you the description she gave me. She said it looked like his hair was, you know, it was cut with a, this is what she said. She said he got his shape up with a butter knife, okay? He had a bad pimple problem, and he got bullied in school. He would wear like a pink shirt with green pants and purple shoes, all right, and white socks, you know, like a Jerry Lewis and the Nutty Professor, all right? Anyway, I'm not trying to make fun of him. If he's listening, listen. Like our dear brother Bashar put out there, get the book As a Man Thinketh, all right? We would like for you to better your behavior by learning. If you could learn and stop with the nonsense, you know, it can make you a better person, because aren't we all striving? When I say my prayers at night, I ask the Creator for more humility in my life, to be understanding of people. So not trying to, and the lady said in the community, because he's from New York, you know what? What happened was, the second time he called in, my technician, Jay, got a 347 number on him. But when I called the number, all right, it went to a text voicemail, all right, which means that he screens his calls, the guy who actually called in. But I wasn't really interested. I mean, I'm not on that level where I'm trying to call, curse somebody out, and act crazy. I don't do stuff like that. You know, I want to have a conversation with the guy, see what's going on with him, all right? But I only called one time. It made no sense to call again. For what? He's not going to respond. And they said in the community over in New York, the guy was from New York somewhere, all right? They said they called him Penguin. Because remember on the old Batman series when Penguin would go wah, wah, and walk from side to side, he would waddle. They said that he walks real fast to the store like that. Okay? So if you're listening, my man, do better, get better. That's all I want to say. Okay? And if you're going to come on, you know, like I said, talk some sense. But now we screen people, unfortunately, because we have to do that, because we're trying to keep everything functional, motivational, and educational here. So family, make sure you got your pen and pads ready, because we're about to go on shortly with my first guest. All right? Now, with that being said, we also have Miss Crystal Allen from Eyes Like Mine. You know, I bring her on every other week, all right, for the visually impaired and the blind. If you have people who are having seeing problems in your family or friends, make sure when I always try to give you, it's every other week. She's coming on this week, so she won't be on next week, but the week after. If you're doing a schedule over there, please make sure, all right, that they're listening, because there are so many different programs, and Miss Allen is so impactful, and she works for the Commission for the Blind here in Jersey. So it helps when you know things, because there might be things out here for you, and you may not even know what time it is. And then we also have my man Patrick Payne, who's coming on with historic lesson or whatever he wants to talk about. That's the brother I always give a shout-out to in terms of his photography work. If you know somebody needs some photography, getting married, having some type of special occasion, you want them, I mean, those lively, beautiful pictures. I mean, the glossy ones that look real nice. You can put in the frame and it'll last for 100 years. You can hand them down 3 generations, they still look good. He'll be on. He'll be my final guest for the evening. Now, family, I also want to say that, you know, there's this thing with the COVID propaganda. I mean, come on, really. You know, every time you turn around, every other commercial is telling you to take a booster shot. Now they're trying to blame people who are getting sick from the unvaccinated people, but you have a natural immunity. They're saying now, because everybody's looking one way for the people, and they, you know what? I was listening to a program where this gentleman was talking about how the Germans back in the day, and even the United States, engaged in what they call mind manipulation. They really believe, and they put it out there with their propaganda, if you keep telling a lie over and over and over, people will believe it, especially if you have something to put behind that make people fearful. Now, like I've told you before, family, COVID is real. It can kill you. But now here's the question. This is what I want to ask the people at the top, because you're not going to get a definitive answer, all right? Who started this? Why would somebody shut down what they call a gain-of-function research here in this country? It started here in this country, and then it got financed when it went back to the Wuhan province in China. Now, family, there was a back-and-forth between Fauci and Rand Paul. Rand Paul is a senator. He got on Fauci. He told him he was lying, and Fauci said, no, I'm not lying. Google it. They might be trying to hide that on Google. I don't know. Google it. I listened to the tape. I listened to it. All right? Now, like I said, Rand Paul, all right, if you guys are up on your politics, you know who he is. He's a senator. And he was digging in Fauci, and Fauci denied everything. Just listen to it. All right? For the people, stop looking in one direction. Weigh things. Don't they always tell you, even in the medical profession, don't they always tell you to get a second opinion? All right then, so stop believing everything that's being told you and look to the flip side. I told you to go to Gary, mark this down, Gary Null, NULL.com. He has videos and he has testimonials from people that are speaking out all across the world. You have doctors that filed lawsuits against the propaganda what COVID is. All right? Like I said, it's a deadly disease, no doubt about it. It's a virus. But they're saying certain people are asymptomatic, that they can naturally fight this virus. You might have had COVID, fought it off, all right? But because of the fear-mongering and looking constantly at it every day on mainstream news media, all right, oh, I got to get this shot. You may not need it. Why are you putting something in your body you may not need that you fought off and you don't even know you fought it off? You know how you get them days where you're feeling a little slow and, you know, you want to just relax? You might have had it then, but your body fought it off. Okay? And like I said, there's a lot of I listen to alternative news media. 99.5 FM WBAI, the Pacifica station. They have very impactful program, and from not from people thinking and scratching their head and finish high school, then go to get their medical. These people are doctors. They're top. I told you, frontline doctors. Mark it down. Frontlinedoctors.com. All right. There are certain points that they agree with the people who are putting the things out here about the, I call it plandemic. Okay. Because Robert Kennedy Jr., I told you about him last week, said that Fauci and Bill Gates met, and they politicized this thing. Bill Gates has had his hands. Bill Gates is open. He owns most of the land, from what I understand, the agriculture here in the United States. Do you know that Monsanto owns most of the seeds that need to be planted? If you're an organic farmer, and if they find out that some of the seeds that they're planting in these GMO crops are on your crop, they send people from, because it's all about money, family. There was an organic farmer who farmed, I don't know how much distance there was, but it was another farm that was close to him. It was a GMO crop. Now you got birds, you got a strong wind. Some of the seeds from the GMO landed on this organic farmer's farm. I was talking to a friend about this last night. The people from the Department of Agriculture came over there, tested the land, all right? See, because these people know what's going on with the wind and stuff like that, and how they fertilize, and air carries that stuff. They tested the ground where the organic farmer was. So, you have some of our seeds in your plants, in your crops, and they find that farmer. And the farmers don't have the money to fight these big corporations because they got all this money. Bill Gates is worth over $500 billion. How you gonna fight that? That's why we all have to band together as one, like the OJs saying. We need some unity amongst us all. Remember the love train by the OJs? That's what we need, the love train, and we need family. Because if you don't have, listen, it's more than just us. It is power to the people. A white person, a black person, a Hispanic person, all kind of people. We all have to get, because corruption is worldwide. Okay? So, family, I got to look at the time, because, you know, I start talking, boy, because, you know, people know I'm a long-winded brother out here. Yep, here we go. Oh, wait a minute now. Hold up. All right, now wait a minute. See, because I got to hit my phone some time to get the proper timing here. 7:32. Let me be quiet. So in conclusion, family, I'm going to come back. I'm going to give two more tidbits on things I want to speak about. But I want to hold my first guest up, because after John, we got Crystal Allen coming on from Eyes Like Mine. So listen, we're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back. My man Jay is going to take us to a musical break. Be right back, family. Stay tuned with my man John B.
You can see it in my eyes. I already know.
You already know.
Okay, family, we're back. Without further ado, because, you know, I'm long-winded. I could talk forever, and I enjoy talking to my podcast audience. And don't forget, I'm going to give a shout-out. But in the meantime, we're about to bring on my first guest, ladies and gentlemen, tforhealth.com. Check out green tea, all right? Listen. I'm going to be the purveyor, the carrier, whatever, of green tea. So go to my Facebook page. Like I said, go on the tforhealth.com. Anyway, enough said. I'm going to bring on my man, all right, my brother from another mother, my man John B. from T for Health family. Here he is. John, well, B., the floor is yours because it's been mine for the last half
I'm
hour.
I'm here.
All right.
Yeah, well, thanks, Forrest. It's an honor to be here. Hi, everyone. Before I begin about the tea, I have to say that listening to what Forrest was just saying about the virus, our Dr. Lee, who developed our tea, would agree with everything he said. So I think we're on the same page here.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting how we began with this tea because back around 2010, I was asked to join the board of directors of BeatCancer.org. I didn't have any cancer, or so I thought. It was just a matter of doing public service. So I joined the board. Around 2011, I discovered that I had lymphoma. So, oh my God, and I can tell you, and those of you who've had or have had cancer know how scary that is. The first thing I did was go to a friend of mine who was a doctor, and she sent me to the University of Pennsylvania, one of the finest cancer hospitals in the country. Meanwhile, I went to the director of our BeatCancer.org, and she put me on a program that changed my whole life. She gave me certain things to take, exercises to do, but more importantly, she totally changed my diet. And I feel like I was on my way. One of the items that she instructed me to take was Dr. Lee's Tea for Health. So I began taking that and got rid of sugar and dairy and began doing the exercises that she told us about. And I spoke to my doctor, my cancer doctor. And my cancer doctor was really terrific. He said, well, we'll just monitor this and see how you do with this new diet and all. So little by little, as he was monitoring it, I was getting better, and he was shocked. Then all of a sudden, around 2014, I called to make another order with Dr. Lee's tea and was told that they were going out of business. So I panicked, my director of Beat Cancer panicked, and what should we do? I said, well, let me call Dr. Lee, see if I can get in touch with him. He's up in Connecticut, and Dr. Lee is a well-noted research pathologist, and his work includes developing a real test for Lyme disease and early detection for Ebola virus. I'll get into some other things about cancer. But I said, well, why are you stopping to sell the tea? Well, I don't want to, but because I'm a research pathologist and I'm developing all these other tests and everything, the FDA is saying, what am I, a tea peddler or am I a doctor? So I can't risk it, so I'm going to stop selling the tea. I said, well, how about if I take over the tea? Well, after an hour discussion, my wife and I came home, and we were the new owners of Tea for Health. Dr. Lee is still involved with it, and we brought this stuff back to New Jersey. We're in South Jersey. Our base is Palmyra, so not very far from Forest. But we began selling the tea, and that's how we got started, and I think that's kind of interesting. And as Forrest said, as a special favor to him and to his podcast subscribers, you can go onto his Facebook page, and you'll see our code, FN1121. Using that code, you can save $1 on our tea, but you can also save $10 on our special patented steeper sets, which sell for $26, so you would only pay $16. And we recommend those. It's not absolute that you have those with the tea, and we recognize people have financial issues. So whatever is best for you, we understand. But if you go on his Facebook page, or just remember that, and you would go to our website, www.t-4-health.com, and order the tea using the Forest code. Anyway, what does our tea do? We claim we have the finest naturally grown organic tea. And we also claim that it's up to 500% more powerful than other green teas. How do we know that? We're the only ones in the world that actually test. We test for what's called EGCG. That's epogallocatechin gallate, for those who want to try and spell that. Anyway, that's a very high antioxidant, and we claim that our tea will never have less than 7.1%. When someone gives us an email or a phone call and says, why should I buy your tea instead of buying so-and-so's tea or some green matcha tea, all we do is we go out and buy the tea they were talking about. We take a fresh bag of that or whatever, however it comes, a fresh bag of our tea, we send it off to a lab for testing, side by side, closer than 60% of our ECGC. So we feel pretty certain that we are the real deal. And the other thing we test for, and again, we're the only ones in the world that do it, we test for lead, metals, and other pesticides. We're the only ones that do that. Our tea is free of all those things. And people should know, because, but it's a secret, a good many, and we will never tell you who it is, but some of the teas, the fine high-end teas we test, do have lead in them. It's not uncommon for tea to have lead in it. So we believe that we're the real deal, and Forrest is a subscriber to our tea. He buys our tea on a regular basis, and he believes in it. Now, more recently, in my conversations with Dr. Lee, it turns out, and this goes back to some of the comments Forrest was saying about the coronavirus. Dr. Lee and his family refused to get shots, vaccinations. Now, I'm not telling anybody that they should follow that. In fact, my wife and I decided to get the vaccinations, although we weren't really thrilled about it, but we were doing some traveling and decided it wasn't a bad idea and saved us some hassle. Anyway, Dr. Lee claims that because of the EGCG in our tea, and we drink 3 cups a day, which is what's recommended, Dr. Lee claims that the reason he won't get the shots is he believes because of his diet, which is similar to the BeatCancer.org diet, because of his diet, he believes that there's no way, and drinking our tea, that there's no way he can get the virus, or that if he did, it would be very mild. So we tell our clients that drink the tea for COVID. It doesn't mean you shouldn't get the shots. You have to do what you think is right. But as far as said, there are a lot of pros and cons back and forth. So I do believe that everybody has a right to decide what to put in their own bodies. So anyway, we started out selling this tea, and we've been successful. And, of course, we're trying to grow. We do give coupons and discounts to people like Forrest who are trying to help people. We give discounts to BeatCancer.org and other healthcare professionals that are trying to save people. And we're very, very happy and very confident that those who drink our tea will find it enlightening and do very well with it. So I would say to all, do it and use the codes and let us know how you made out. People will ask us about the shelf life of our tea. It seems, whatever reason, our tea gets stronger the longer it sits in the bag, so you don't have to worry about shelf life. And Decancer that we recommended also recommends our tea. So hopefully you can go to our website after you check out our ad on Forest Facebook page, and our website will tell you an awful lot about our tea. And please give it a try. I think you will benefit from it. Okay, Forrest, I don't know. I'll take any questions.
Okay, there you go. What happened is Jay mutes me while you talk, so that way there's no interference with what you say. I'm back now. Okay. So, okay. Hey, Jay, because this is my main man. I've been on him for 30 years. He's a good, very good friend of mine, John. He's the only one. You remember how Johnny Carson used to come on with Ed McMahon. I'm not saying he's Ed McMahon, because sometimes when he gives his podcast, I'm Ed McMahon. But tonight he's Ed McMahon, and on his night – he's Johnny Carson. I'm Johnny Carson tonight. So, hey, Jay, anybody hit one yet? In case for
yeah,
family,
yeah, you got somebody hit one.
Oh, okay, because we had a prank caller 2 weeks ago. We're gonna screen him. So give me a minute, John. Hold on for a minute. Hey, Jay,
sure.
Let's interview him real quick. Did you interview him, Jay?
Now I'm gonna bring you on.
Okay, but what I'm asking. I want to get mad. Okay. John?
Yes, sir?
The person who hit number one, that's our next guest. So far, if anybody now, I'm going to do a countdown, all right? Jay's familiar with the last number. That was Crystal. Jay wasn't familiar with the number. That's my second guest for Eyes Like Mine. Now, I'm going to do a countdown, family. If you have a question, because, you know, most people like to listen on my podcast, John. You know, they take notes down, and they just do, you know. So with that being said, here goes the countdown, family, because John has bigger and better things to do. When I say bigger and better things, no bigger than us, but he has things he got to do. Man's running a green tea coming over there.
No bigger than
and
you.
I'll probably be part of it. Well, thank you. You know, we're all big on this podcast. And family, don't even go there. I don't want y'all to think, oh, who does Forrest think he is saying something? No, y'all know better than that, all right? Anyway, okay, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Jay, we got anybody yet?
Nah, nobody yet.
Okay, I'm not going to hold them up.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pads and pens out, you got the information that you need. Now, listen, I've always from day one said support. Now, see, I know Jay is a green tea drinker. I know one of the people I always shout every week, Ms. Dawn Lewis Roberts, is a green tea drinker. All right? Also, John, before you go, could you let the people know, because I have a tenant here at my brother's house that wants to buy the steep set from you. I know I want to get one too. Where could you explain when they use the steep system?
Forrest,
with
one
the cup
second.
And everything.
Excuse me. You got another call on the line. Sorry.
That's okay. No, it's no problem, John. Jay, you got, okay, so did you? You want? Let's interview him. See who that is. Hold on for a minute, John.
Sure. This is John.
We got Ms. Lee on the other end, who's my cousin. She wants to ask you a question. Go ahead, cuz.
Sure.
Lee there? I think Jay's bringing in. Hold on for us. One second here.
No, you on with John.
Yeah, I'm on with John, but you could bring Lee in. Lee want to ask him a question.
Oh, you want to bring her in? Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Bring her in, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Lee?
Yes, this is John.
Yes.
Okay,
hi, John.
Ahead,
how are you? My
John
name is Lee. It's a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for the information tonight, but I do have a couple of questions because I myself trying to clean up my way of doing things. I'm greatly interested in the tea. Unfortunately, I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, you don't have
but
to.
I do.
Did you get the code? You go right to our website.
Okay, not a problem. Then I'll find some because I have a visual impairment. So I'll,
well,
just
I'll give you the
make
code
sure
right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to give you the code right now, and I'll give you the address for our website.
Okay, not a problem. I'm with you. I'm prepared with my pen and paper.
Okay, the code is FN, as far as Nance, 1121.
Oh, 1121.
FN1121.
Okay.
And our website is www.TTEA-4FOR.
Oh, regular T, TEA hyphen.
Right. FOR. Hyphen health.com.
Oh, T for
H-E-L-P-H.
Health. Okay, yeah. T for health, and there's a hyphen in between each word. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Got it. Now, one more question for you. Okay, you mentioned the tea. You said you take it 3 times a day. And my question to you, is that the proper amount of dosage? I mean, how much of tea? Because I'm used to old-fashioned tea with the bags. This doesn't come in bags. How would I?
No, this is loose tea. What happens is you can use a mug. Our steeper sets are better because they press out the oxygen.
Okay, let's finish with that because I was getting ready to question the steeper set.
Yeah, the steeper set, besides being attractive, you'll see that on our website.
Okay.
It's a three-piece set, and it's got a tray because when you fill this, you put a level teaspoon of tea in the mug, and then you fill it entirely with hot water, boiling hot water, and you put the special lid on, which presses some of the water out so there's no oxygen, and that drips down into the tray. And then you just let it sit there for 18, 20 minutes, and then you're all set. And that will have a high EGCG, and we drink 3 cups a day. My children, who are adults, drink 3 cups a day.
But my
and
question,
we're all healthy.
One more question to you. Okay. I lost my train of thought. In doing that, can I put honey in it, or I need to drink it plain?
You can put honey or lemon. I wouldn't put anything else in it.
Okay.
Honey
so
is a reasonable antioxidant.
Okay, I got you. Right. Now, one more question. Can I drink it once I make it? Would I be able to use that as my cold drink? Can I let it get cold?
Yes, ma'am. I knew you were going to ask that question. What you do is pour it into a container, put it in the refrigerator to chill it. Don't use ice. Don't ever add ice to it. Chill
right.
it. And it's good for the day.
Okay. I should make it fresh. So if I put that in the refrigerator and I don't drink it all that day, I need to discard
it,
or can it carry?
Yeah, I would
okay.
throw it out.
So make it fresh
you'll
daily.
You'll drink it all. You'll enjoy it because it's
oh, yeah,
going
it tastes good.
It's going to
yeah.
make you healthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And then also because they say green tea, that will also help clean out my organs?
It's the best we know. Like you heard
okay.
me, I got rid of cancer by drinking it. You can go to beatcancer.org and ask them questions, and they will not only tell you about the tea, but they'll tell you about other ways. In fact, there's a lot of information on their website, not only about the tea, but about other things.
Okay. thank you, John, for being patient with me because, okay, nope, that's on my list.
Oh, no, no problem. We enjoy it. We want to help
and
people.
And how's the shipping? The time span with shipping?
It depends. You're in North Jersey, it's probably $4 or $5, depending on how much you order. It could be $10.
Okay, no, I'm not talking about shipping costs. So let's say if I order
it. Oh, we'll ship it out. Yeah, if
yes.
you order it, the truth is, if
tonight.
You were to order it Monday, well, if you order it tomorrow, we won't know it until Monday. We're closed Saturday and Sunday. But if
okay.
you were to order it, we would ship it Monday. Chances are you'd get it Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you. Thank you, and I appreciate your patience. You have a customer.
No, I appreciate your questions. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
Well, that's your first customer, John. Let it be said here, and let it be marked in the books. All right? You had your first customer from Forrest on podcast. Hey, family, you heard that, all right? And it's not a setup, all right? That's my cousin, but she's in the health. She lost weight. If you've been following my podcast, she's come on. Rashad has given her a protocol. She says she lost 15 pounds. We don't play, all right? Another reason I'm sure John would agree with me that people are being disproportionately affected, especially in the black community and in poor communities across America, is because you are deficient in your nutrition, all right? You're eating all this processed
food. Boy, that's 100% true.
You're garbage. You're eating the garbage food, denatured food, okay? Come on. Come on. You have to clean up your act. I don't eat anything but organic. And for those of us who happen to be impacted economically, all right, we have to do better. You got farmers markets here in Newark. You got farmers markets all over the place. Go pick from the earth. Like my man from Jamaica said, eat from the earth. You eat from the earth. Your earth, guess where your earth is on your body? Your stomach. We come from the earth. We go back into the earth. Okay, so you have to eat properly. You heard what John said. He had to change his diet. Have an eye on
the
job.
Can I add to that, Forrest?
What's that?
It's very important. It's not easy to change your diet, but you have to stick with it, and the results are wonderful.
No. And you know what? Family out there in the podcast land, because I get texts all the time, how is it that you're 64 and you're talking like you're 20? All right? I'm not going to tell you guys because, like I said, this is not Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, okay? We don't get up here and start talking crazy, all right? We have a podcast for that to have fun. But this is a serious podcast because we live in serious times. But at the same time, you got to be able to laugh at yourself and laugh with others, okay? So it's fun to have fun, okay, but at the same time, you got no one to get sick. It's a time and a place for everything. My family used to tell me that. I know John's family probably told you that, all right? We were all cut from the same cloth back in the day. Things are getting a little worse instead of getting better. But for those of us who are looking to do better, we're trying to spread the love, the aura, all right, the spirit, and not the spirit of the boogie by Kool and the Gang, all right? I'm saying we need to get better out here for each other. I don't care what ethnicity. I had my man on last week, TJ. He told you about how he lost most of his skin, okay? He's a brother from another mother from a different ethnicity, all right? By the way, John, what is your ethnicity? Are you, Italian or what?
I'm American.
I know you are, John. You know, come on, John. I'm black, but we all know we came out of Africa eventually.
I don't even believe in anything except being everybody's the same. We're all Americans. That's all
well,
I care about.
Of course, John, don't scapegoat the question.
My mother was Italian.
There you go. All right. See, that's what I'm saying. But John, I understand we all got a brotherhood here, especially if we all agree on the same thing. You know what? They say that Muhammad Ali did the ancestry test. He didn't want nobody to know that a lot of his lineage went back to Ireland. Oh, see? So what I'm saying is you learn things, but we all have, you know, our roots, okay?
We're all the same as far as I'm concerned.
There you go. And let me tell you something, family. I don't bring people on here if they represent some crazy school of thought, all right? But in the meantime, I guess, hey, John, before you go, and Crystal, I'm getting to you. I know you're listening, dear. Thank you for your patience. Jay, anybody hit the number one button yet? Because I know they're being they're entertained lovely this evening. And once again, thank you, podcast. So, anybody hit number one, Jay?
No, that was
okay. That was it. Okay, so with that being said, John, peace and blessings. You know, I'm going to stay in contact with you. Family, get this green tea, all right? It's for your health. And, we're bringing this to you for a reason. Having me saying this every week, and I bring on different people with impactful messages for you. And we're going to bring John back in the future, too, because as long as I'm here on this earth 2 feet above ground, John and I are going to stay joined at the hip, you know. So with that being said, hey, John, thanks for coming on. I'll be in contact. And peace and blessings to you, wife.
I think you got one more somebody pressed one, Farz.
Oh, they did. Okay, hold on, John. Hold on. Hey, Crystal, please.
Let me check. Just keep going.
Yeah, of course we're going to check, of course. Hold on, John.
Sure.
Thanks. Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got my man Pat. This is the photography man. He wanted to ask you a question. Pat, you there? Hold on for him coming on. Okay, there you go. Pat, John, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, good evening. Hey, I'm sorry I came in a little bit late. I just caught some of it. But it was very informative, very good, you know, and I do drink tea. I drink a cleansing tea, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's pretty good. It comes in a pack, and you can make a gallon out of it, and I can't think of the name. But do you know of any other cleansing tea that cleans your system? And this one was pretty good. It didn't act as a laxative, but, you know, it left you with some normality when you do have to, clean yourself. But I was looking for another. I know green tea is good, but I was looking for another.
Well, it's not just the green tea, Pat. It's the antioxidants that we provide in the tea and the lack of any lead or other metals that's so important. What you can do, go to our website and send us an email and tell us the name of it, and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
We'll see what we know about it. But I can tell you this. No other tea has anywhere near our antioxidants, which is the most important thing, especially since we're trying to prevent COVID. I believe it helps with COVID also.
Yeah, because
so,
that...
Yeah, go
that
online and get our send us an email from our website, and you can get that from Forrest's Facebook page, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. I'll see what we can find out.
Okay, let me put you back on. Let you be back on the air, you know, and I'm going to stay tuned in. And any other information, I can always call Forrest because Forrest has all your information.
Well, you can call us. Go to our website, teaforhealth.com.
Yes.
You can call us.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, we take phone calls.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. John's very hospitable. That's what drew me to him. Pat, I didn't have to talk to him, but he was very hospitable. He answered my questions. Now, some people try to rush you off the phone, you know.
Yeah.
But he entertained me ever since I've called him and met him. That's why I said, I got to get to know this man a little better. You know, we just connected like that, you know.
Yeah,
I agree.
So, Pat, I'll be talking to you soon. John, I'm going to let you go because Crystal been waiting in the wings for the longest. And... once again, peace and blessings to you and the family. People, you will hear from John a couple of months from now, especially if you tried the green tea. Let him know what you think about it. Because I'm going to tell you something. After I have a cup of green tea in the morning, I get energized. I start doing my push-ups in the morning. It energizes you, too. And I'm not trying to say it to sell a problem. I'm being honest with my family, all right? But like I said, it's a piece to the puzzle, but it's a very important piece, okay? So, John, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much. Jay, we're going to cut the music. We're not even going to do no music. We can bring 2141.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, John. Take care.
Bye.
Take care. Hey, Jay, I'm running a little overtime with my second guest. If you could bring us straight in without the music, I appreciate it. Thanks, man. Hello?
Yeah, I'm you're waiting for your second guest, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Jay, that's, I think it's what, 2144, that's Crystal. Yeah, because, Pat, you coming on behind her.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, Miss, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, and Crystal, thank you for your patience because a lot of people want to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, from eyes like mine, the lovely, the tantalizing and titillating Miss Crystal Allen. Chris, once again, thank you for your patience. And the floor. The floor is all yours, my dear. Go right ahead.
How much time do I have?
What time do you have now, dear?
It's after 8.
Okay, we got 8:35. You okay? Because my man Pat goes behind you. Go right ahead, dear. You have time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And hello, everyone, and good evening. I'm Crystal Allen, and I've been on this podcast a few times already. Thank you, Forrest, for continuing to invite me.
Thank you.
I just have some information I wanted to share. I am from Newark, New Jersey. I am also a person who is legally blind, going on 21 years now. Some of you may have heard before, if you are frequent callers to this podcast platform, and some of you may be just getting to know. And I like to share information because it's a lot of useful programs and opportunities out there for anyone to connect and engage with. I am the president and co-founder of a nonprofit public charity, which is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, and it is called Eyes Like Mine Incorporated. And if you are just hearing about Eyes Like Mine Incorporated, I can share our mission. It is to share awareness about the abilities and potential of individuals with vision loss through community service initiatives, comprehensive empowerment workshops, and innovative social change awareness events. And we have been operating for 7 years now, right here in Newark, New Jersey. And since the pandemic, we've done a lot virtually to connect with many people and to stay connected with individuals that we engage with, to provide information and resources and just to get everybody in the know of what's going on around them. And we don't know it all, so we welcome everyone who may have a resource or an opportunity that they can share with us as well. So some of us, well, all of us here in New Jersey and in the surrounding tri-state area experienced Hurricane Ida recently. And many people have had more severe impact than others. But here in New Jersey, just on September 8th, Governor Murphy, he partnered up with Uber and Lyft rideshare services, where if you were impacted in a way that you don't have access to transportation any longer and you need to take essential trips to your doctor's appointments, to the supermarket, to the post office, whatever would impact your regular daily routine, if you text 898-211, get a ride, you are able to receive a free ride for the next 2 weeks with Uber or Lyft rides. And this is through the partnership of Governor Murphy, the United Way Worldwide, and NJ211. So you will need to text to 898-211. 898-211, and the words you'll text is "get a ride." So that's one resource that could be helpful to some of you listening in who utilize Uber and Lyft, whether you have a smartphone, a tablet, or what have you. If you're not totally into smartphones or tablets, and the technology can be a little frustrating to you, another resource non-associated with Governor Murphy is GoGo Grandparents. I think I mentioned GoGo Grandparent the last time that I was on this call. And if GoGo Grandparent is new to you, there's a website, and the website is GoGoGrandparent, just the way it's spelled out, .com. And Eyes Like Mine, Inc. has a special promotion going on up until September 21st. Where you can get a free ride up to $25 with GoGo Grandparent or a food delivery with GoGo Grandparent if you type in our promo code, which is Eyes Like Mine. So definitely take advantage of all of these services and programs that are available for our benefit, as we are New Jersey residents and we are trying to just live our life the best way we can amidst all of these different unexpected occurrences, from COVID to the variants to the natural disasters. If any of you have been impacted by Hurricane Ida and you're not certain on how to connect with the resources, there's a hurricane hotline, and if you had to get some help with cleanup in any way, maybe there's a lot of debris, maybe your clothing or furniture items have been impacted by the water damage or debris from a ceiling falling because of the pressure of the water or the impact of the wind in Hurricane Ida, there's a hurricane cleanup hotline. And I'm going to be you can also get mold mitigation. And the hotline will remain open up until September 17th, 2021. And they cannot assist with social services such as food or anything like that. The volunteers come through FEMA, and they will assist with any type of throwing away of things that are heavy or that are just very overwhelming to try to deal with. So, and if you want to volunteer yourself, you can sign up through a website that says crisiscleanup.org/training if you're looking for something to volunteer with. They are welcoming volunteers right now. So that's crisiscleanup.org. And let's see if I can find this telephone number for you. These are free, but they're not guaranteed due to the overwhelming need. So they'll help with tarping your roof, drywall, flooring, cut fallen trees, and anything that, you know, might be considered some kind of damage. And the crisis team will connect you with organizations who have volunteers from local organizations. And the number is 844-965-1386. So again, the hotline number is 844-965-1386, and that is the crisis hotline telephone number. And on to other news, the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey is a nationwide blindness advocacy organization, and New Jersey has our very own state organization that consists of many chapters throughout each region of the state. And they are getting ready to have their 45th state convention that will be virtual. So you can register for it. It is free. They are accepting monetary donations. And the way you can register is by going on the website, nfbnj.org. And you really want to connect with this organization if you or a loved one is experiencing any type of vision loss, deaf blindness, diabetic, if you're a senior, if you're enrolled in school, if you are a business owner and employed, you definitely want to connect with the National Federation of the Blind because they have a host of issues. And the current president of our New Jersey state NFB is Linda Melendez. And then with Eyes Like Mine, today we had our book club, and we were reading Kardashian Confidential, and Confidential had a K with it. It was pretty much a book about the Kardashian family for some fun and leisure reading, just a little insight about them. We host our book club every scheduled Saturday from 5 to 6:30, and it's right on Zoom. So you can definitely follow us on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, to be able to connect with our book club postings and scheduling. We also have a peer support group, and our peer support group has a new day and a new time. And this Monday will be our first new day. So we will have our support group every Monday going on until if anything has to change. And it will take place from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There is a dial-in number, and there is also a way that you can log on through the Zoom website. Our topic this Monday, it's going to be a few different talking topics that we focus on. One, we will have a speaker from the AARP New Jersey Speakers Bureau. This is our second time welcoming a volunteer AARP New Jersey Speaker Bureau participant. Her name is Gladys, and she will be speaking about romance and online scams. So if many of you have been feeling a little lonely in the romance area and you just want to know, like, what should I be looking out for? Because a lot of us are still kind of at home. Some people may be like, oh, you know, I was going to try to give myself a chance to put myself out there. And then the pandemic hit. So did that stifle your dating options? No, it didn't, because we have the worldwide internet. And one thing about the worldwide internet is there's so much information out there, and sometimes it can be a possibility that you might not be able to determine what is organic from what is a hoax. And that can also relate to romance interactions online. So this AARP speaker will be telling you about some tips and tricks to pay attention to. Whether you are making an online connection or maybe you need to run away from that online connection, and how to not be spoofed by online interactions for those of you who may be on several different apps like Tinder or Bumblebee or Millionaire Matchmaker and so on and so forth. There have been so many developments and increase of romance and dating and hookups and flings through the internet because we are just heavily invested in this digital era. And right now, we're really left to our own devices, literally, because of COVID-19. So please make sure that you join us on Monday to get a chance to gain some insight and tips from Ms. Gladys from AARP New Jersey. We also have another speaker who is the president of the National Federation of the Blind California, and he is a teacher of the visually impaired. He's also visually impaired himself, and he will be speaking about his journey and his presidency within the California chapter of the NFB. and any current events they have going on in Cali. So if you're planning to take a trip out to Cali anytime soon, you know you'll have a chance to make that connection with this gentleman. And maybe while you're out there, you can come and support something that the NSB of California is indulging in. Our other speaker for Monday, her name is Lillian Allery, and Isaac Meyer has been doing some work with her through the American Association of People with Disabilities. And the reason for that is because September 13th to the 17th is a very important week for people with disabilities, in particular voters with disabilities, because it is National Disability Voter Registration Week. And there will be a host of many activities that will be taking place during the week of September 13th until the 17th as it relates to voter registration, accessibility, and many other forums. So through this National Voter Registration Week, the campaign for it is called Rev Up, and it's a division of the American Association of People with Disabilities. And so definitely want to tune in to see what we have to connect with for this initiative. We're also going to be hosting a roundtable discussion during this week, probably on Friday evening. It's not totally determined yet, but probably by Monday, our roundtable will solidify, and this is for us to form a first ever commission on the status of residents with disabilities through the mayor's office in Newark, New Jersey. Newark has a very rich history, and it has been around over 350 years. And we've experienced many public servants and elected officials, but where is the visibility for residents with disabilities? And not just residents who are blind or visually impaired or residents who are in wheelchairs, but all of us. Disability is a broad spectrum, and we have a lifestyle. So we want to form this commission on the status of residents with disabilities to be able to connect with our public servants and elected officials to allow them to get to know us, get to know what our lifestyles include, policies and opportunities that can help us enhance our lifestyles, and to make sure that we are noticed whenever there's any development going around the city, that we're included, and that all of these different economic opportunities that are being developed within the city include us as well. Because we got bills to pay too, right? So I will keep you guys informed on the time and how you can join this meeting if you are interested. If you are interested, you are free to email me at my email address, which is crystal@eyeslikemine.org, and that is KRYSTLE. At eyeslikemine.org. And then after our roundtable on Saturday, September the 18th, we will have another book club from 5 to 6:30, and we are going to be listening to a book selection that our chair, Cassandra Thompson, has selected, and it's called Where the Red Fern Grows. It can be found on the Audible platform, and I believe on another streaming platform called Bard. We listen to audiobooks, and we have a discussion and exchange dialogue to just further connect with each other on a more leisure experience. And on September 22nd, the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired will be hosting the monthly installment of the Community Connection Call. If none of you have ever heard of the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, it is a part of the Department of Human Services state agencies. There are various state agencies throughout New Jersey, and the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired has been servicing New Jersey residents over 110 years. And I will be hosting that call. It will begin at 10:30 a.m. and it will be over at 12 noon. And it's a dial-in, so you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to log on to an internet. All you have to do is dial a number. And that telephone number is 1-888-808-6929. And the access code is 648-6149. The topic that we will be discussing relates to the reopening, how everybody's active, and we're going from one season to the next, from summer to fall, and how we're going to be moving through the fall in spite of this pandemic, whether we are going out with friends and family, returning to work in person, returning to school in person, traveling on a flight from state to state, country to country, and so on and so forth. So we will have a panel of speakers who will be speaking about traveling with a guidebook companion, accessibility with TSA, abroad traveling with an organization called Mobility International USA, which I can attest to because when I was 21, I traveled with 11 strangers to Tokyo, Japan through this organization, and it was an unforgettable experience. And since that time, Mobility International, they have been able to connect people with all different disabilities to abroad experiences from Japan to Costa Rica to England and many other countries to give them that experience to exercise their independence and to empower other residents in those countries who have disabilities to succeed and thrive. So if you want to look up any information about Mobility International USA, they have a website, and it's called miusa.org, and that's miusa.org. And again, this meeting is going to happen on Wednesday next week from 10:30 until 12 noon. And I'll repeat the dial-in number one more time in case I was speaking too fast. And that is 1-888-808-6929, access code 648-6149. That's about a week of different activities and events that I'm sharing with you. But there are so much more information that I have. I get a lot of information all the time about various things. I wanted to share one other quick thing, if it's all right. I don't know how many of you like to see, and if you happen to be blind or visually impaired, there's an opportunity for you to go skiing for a week in Colorado next year. If you're between the ages of 14 and 30 and you are interested in skiing, there is an organization called the Visual Experience Foundation who has a website called skiingforvision.com. And it's an opportunity for you to go out and get on some snowmobiles, do some snow tubing, skiing down slopes, and just enjoying the snow in any capacity with limited to no vision. The person who organizes this event, his name is Michael Benson, and every year, actually, he has various events that he organizes that might seem a little daring, and one of them just took place this past August in, Long Branch Beach. And it was Surfing with the Blind. This year was the sixth annual Surfing with the Blind event. I went the first year, and it was exciting, but it was so scary for me because, why? I don't know how to swim. So go figure. I went to a surfing event, and I don't know how to swim. But I had a great time, though, and I went this past August, and I was speaking with Mr. Benson this week, last week, and he was sharing with me about the scheme for vision opportunities. There's also a way that if maybe the skiing is not your thing, but you still want to connect with other opportunities that he has a helicopter trip taking place where you'll be flown over New York in honor of Helen Keller with a doorless helicopter, and he's taking six people to go and fly over the Empire State Building. And once it's landed, a blind artist named Dave Steele, he will have a tactile art gallery for everyone to enjoy and experience. And there is a website. If you are a person who is watching yourself lose your vision and you want to connect with someone who is a quote-unquote a veteran in the blindness community so it can help you address the vision loss, there's a website called haveamentorbeamentor.com, and it's also associated with the Visual Experience Foundation, where you can sign up at your own volunteer time to receive mentorship from a selected mentor for 1 to 3 hours a month to talk about your adjustment to vision loss, to find out about daily living tips and assistive technology to help you reclaim your independence and, most importantly, your life. Because losing your vision is just like losing anything you cherish. It's like losing a loved one. You go through a stage of grief. However, that stage of grief will not be an everlasting situation. Even in the midst of your grief, where you feel like you'll never be lifted up again, what is life going to be? You know, those are okay feelings to have at that moment, but there will be opportunity for you to move on from those feelings of doubt and defeat. And through that, there are organizations like Eyes Like Mine, Inc., the Visual Experience Foundation, the National Federation for the Blind, the American Foundation of the Blind, the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and so on and so forth. And they're just out here for you to take full advantage of. You get out of these organizations what you put into it. So if you know you want to become more active, then you need to show that initiative. If you know there's a resource that you can benefit, then you need to ask about it or have someone tell you what they have to offer. You know, so I definitely want to encourage anyone who's listening to take full advantage of all of the information that I shared. I have so much more to share. Trust me, this is not even the icing on the cake, pretty much. But if you want to connect with me, my email is available to you, crystal@eyeslikemine.org. If you want to follow my organization on social media, we're on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and our handle is @EyesLikeMine, Inc. And remember, get your free ride. Governor Murphy got them going for the next 2 weeks, and Go-Go Grandparent is available to you as well. And also, if you are interested in getting any extra cash, there is a website called rarepatientvoice.com, and we are also partnered with them with a promo where you can get certain funds for taking online surveys. Some of them can be anywhere from $100 an hour to as low as $25 per survey. You don't have to submit any credit card information or anything of that sort. You will just take the survey. There's various surveys based on various conditions. And if you match those conditions, then you have an opportunity to connect with the survey provider, and then you'll be compensated upon completing the survey. So that's rarepatientvoice.com. And then that's all I have to really share, everyone. I want to thank you for listening to me. I hope that you can join any Eyes Like Mine events, any Commission for the Blind events, the NFC, anything that just suits your interest If you have any questions for me, you can ask me questions, or you can email them to me.
All right, Miss Crystal, I want to thank you. But before you go off, my dear, like we always have, because I got church mouses in my audience. I love my audience. They're very, you know, educated, but they like to listen a lot. And you know, I can't take for granted somebody didn't hit the number one button. So I got to check with my main man, Jay Sean, to see if. And besides, Chris, I got to talk to you about that free ride. Hey, family, you heard that free ride? 2 weeks. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to take advantage of that. Even if you ask a family member, all right, one you're not trying to take advantage of, right? But if you have a family member, I mean, it's only right that you hit them off with some gas money for the free ride. All right, if they can afford it. But anyway, yeah, you remember Governor Murphy, before he became governor, he was a Goldman Sachs man. Goldman Sachs? That's a rich entity in itself. So when Murphy, before he became governor, he had a lot of money in his coffers, you know, just like Cuomo over in New York with the $18 million that he could run for re-election. I wonder whose blouse he's going to put his hand down in next, all right, and talk about, oh, in my mind, yeah, right, okay, get out of here with that crap. But anyway, Jay, do we have anybody hit number one button?
No, not at this time.
Okay, thank you. That's my man Jay. He comes on Fridays, family. I'll give you information at the end. Okay, yeah, Crystal, do me a favor. She's very busy, family, and I was just so blessed. I got turned on by the Gardner family, Kevin Porter and his wife, Miss Hernandez. But they'll be coming up in the future. They'll be back with the gardening tips for the winter. That's right. You can garden in the winter. You didn't know that, did you? Some people grow stuff inside. So we're going to bring them on. All right. And also, I'm still trying to reach out to the new Black Panther Party, see what their agenda is, as opposed to the Panthers from back in the Huey Newton, Elvis Cleaver days. Remember I talked about Fred Hampton? You know, I dedicated a podcast to him because he got assassinated, 21-year-old. The brother was a dynamo. They had to take him out early. And there was a movie out, Judas. He got betrayed by one of their security people, like Malcolm, like Dr. King. You always think somebody's in your camp, and they're the ones that betray you. All right, Judas is. Didn't Jesus talk about Judas? Wasn't there Judas with Jesus? Oh, there you go. You know, and we got Judases out here today. They'll sell their mama down the tube for some money. All right, and don't let them have a drug habit. Oh, Lord, it'd be real cheap then for whoever's trying to do their dirt. Anyway, Crystal, you got to get back in contact with me with that two-week thing, you know, because, you know, me and Crystal talk all the time. She's a wonderful woman, and I'm glad to have her on every other week. So, family. If you have people, you know what, that just goes to show me, before we go to our next guest is my man Pat Payne out there, my main man, I just want to say this. For you people out there that can see from here to China, and you may have a little ping and a pang there, you never know what the next day may bring you. I had a visual, I told you guys, I have a visual impairment, all right? That don't stop me from living. I love life. I don't stop doing nothing, like Bernie Mac said, from doing what I need to do, because guess what? I've lived life. I've had a lot of fun in my life. I've had a lot of spirit. I was a disco head. I thank disco for a lot of my spirit. Yeah. For those of you young people who don't know about that, listen, talk to your parents, and they'll tell you all about it. All right? Maybe you can feel the spirit of them in them when they hit you and talk to you about it. All right, because I still feel that little high school kid running around in me. And, yeah, that got a lot to do with diet, too. Change that diet, y'all. All right? I ain't the only one saying. You got John here. All right? But the only thing I'm saying is, family, look, don't take – no, I can see. I'm all right. Be humble. Learn. Before I go to bed every night, I pray to the Creator and ask him for humility, to be more humble, to understand people, listen to them, and let me be a beacon. All right, let me be that 150-watt light bulb out there. All right? A lot of people take things for granted, especially people like to bully people and talk down to people. I never did that. And I was in a business where I could have talked down to people. I never did. I booked dancers for a living when I was in my younger years. And guess what? Not one time did I call a woman the B word. All right, if I couldn't deal with them, and most of them would tell you, Fars always told me, watch what I eat, and this is just a stepping stone, because you can't tell people what to do. Just like John said, you could take the shot. It's your choice, all right? You could tell people how to clean up their diet. But you know what? I found out people would rather switch a religion than change their diet. And they don't understand the paradise that they will feel and the more spirit they're connected, because it tells you, and for my Christian brothers and sisters out there, there's scripture with this. Romans, Genesis tells you how to eat from the earth, you know. Almost sound Jamaican, didn't I? But anyway, I don't want to hold Crystal up. We don't have a number one button for her. You guys have pad and pen out. Crystal, that's the kind of crowd I got. They like the listening and, you know, stay informed. But once again, my dear, I want to thank you. I'm definitely calling you about that two-week free ride thing. So you take care. Peace and blessings. And thank you. And I'll be on your support group Monday, Chris. I'll see you then.
All right.
You have a good night, dear. Thank you for coming on. Crystal Allen, everybody. Eyes like mine.
Something wrong with
them. Am I backstage or are you talking live, Jay? Oh. Okay, we're going to do a short record.
No, we live.
Oh, we live. Okay, cool. Okay, then you can bring Pat on. That's my man, the 908-400 number, Jay. I think it's 371. You know, yeah, the brother I was just talking to, Pat Payne.
Okay, I got you.
You got me? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring Pat Payne on. He's got something to tell you. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be very educational. If you disagree, hit the number one button and talk to us.
3871.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There you go. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Mr. Patrick W. Payne.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Yes, good evening, everybody. I'd like to thank Forrest and his family for allowing me to sponsor this podcast with my business. I am Patrick Payne, entrepreneur, CEO of Prestige Production Photography. I do weddings. I do anything as far as taking pictures. I do not do videos, but I have a video person that I can always lay my hands on. Very, very experienced. I got a lot of information from that sister and that tea guy, and I'm really going to take that, you know, into consideration, because I do the tea thing, and as far as the eyes, we never know when something's going to go wrong, so we should always take notes on something like that, you know, because we always help you, somebody in your family, somebody really in need. And just from sitting here listening to Forrest's podcast, we picked up those different tidbits of information. As I said, you know, I am a photographer, so I don't have a lot of the health tips as far as tea, but I do know I take my vitamins and I drink my tea, but I do know one thing, and I can hear it mentioned. Yeah, a lot of that is good, and we should do that and keep this track of what we put in our bodies, because our bodies are our temple. But what bothers me about that, and I see a lot of people do that, is when they do stuff so counterproductive to that. I mean, they take the right vitamins, they drink the tea, they do this, they go on a diet, then you see them at McDonald's or Burger King, you know, getting a Big Mac and super fries and all that. But yet, you know, all that seems, even with this pandemic going on, I go in GNC, and I go in there and I see a lot of them in there, but they're just starting that, you know. I mean, this is something that should have been done all along in order to prevent something, you know, like they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And, you know, don't do anything that's so counterproductive to doing all the good stuff that you've been doing for your body, because it's not going to do it any good, you know? So, you know, I think people always got to be mindful of that. You know, what they go on a diet and everything, then they put the same garbage back into the system and everything. They go to the gym, they exercise and everything, and the next thing you know, they're at McDonald's, Burger King, eating all that junk and heavy food, you know, and which is very, very not, especially in this era that we live in, this pandemic going on. They stay as far away from a lot of that junk food as possible. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, I do my photography, and that brings me, believe it or not, that brings me into contact with a lot of people that do, that are into health and do certain things. And I'm available for all that, you know, weddings. As a matter of fact, I just finished a 70th birthday party, and everybody was in, seemed to be having a good time with some good health. I was still cautious, careful wearing my mask. But we, all in all, we did have a pretty good time. So if anybody needs photographers for family portraits, and the and now we have these holidays coming up, these Thanksgivings and these Christmases and a lot of family gatherings. So if anybody needs a photographer for a family gathering, a birthday, Christmas, bar mitzvah, 316, and et cetera, I'm available for all that. All my information can be found on my website, and they can also look at my webpage on Prestige Successions on Facebook. I was, actually, I was on my way to take pictures today over at the World Trade Center with a big ceremony. Due to unforeseen circumstances, I could get over there, and it always amazes me every time they have these big ceremonies about 9/11 and these big gatherings over there. Nobody brings up that that used to be a black African grave site. They found a lot of bones over there. But they never bring that to the public. That's right. The World Trade Center, the site where World Trade Center is at, that was an African burial ground. That's where they buried a lot of our ancestors. Right there, because when they dug it up after you know, the 9/11, the planes hit, and they digging up the debris, they found a lot of bones. And most of those bones, not most of them, a lot of them bones, wasn't from the people that was in the World Trade Center. Some of them got sent to Howard University. They're doing certain examinations. They found out that these bones were very old and long. Our African descendants, but they never bring this out to the public. You know, that's called a hidden truth, which leads to a lot of these conspiracies that's going on now, because the best way to bring in a conspiracy with all the stuff that's going on is to water down the truth or hide the truth anyway, which makes the lie acting what it is more viable for somebody to believe. And like Mayor Forrest was talking the other day, you know, if you tell a lie long enough, you begin to believe it. And then you'll have other people telling the same lie. And this has been a method over the hundreds and hundreds of years, telling these lies and watering down the truth. But our whole history, as we are taught today, are all lies. So when I was over to the world, when I was supposed to go over to the world, when I wanted to go over to the World Trade Center, I wanted to see if they had any monuments for these people that were buried underneath there. But needless to say, without even going over there and seeing it, there was no, there was nothing. There was nothing. Just about the ones, and you know, don't get me wrong, my heart does go out to the people who perished in that terrible tragedy in 9/11 in 2001. But there were others who perished that is buried beneath there that is totally ignored. So, you know, every time they bring up that 9/11, which, you know, coincidentally is today, that always bears to mind and makes me think, you know, and even on Wall Street was where the big market was, where they traded and sold the slaves and everything. Nobody ever brings all of this stuff up, because our history has been so whitewashed over the years, you know, and this has been going on for decades, centuries, and we can't let that escape, you know. We have to keep this in mind in light of this pandemic that we're going through right now, because, as a matter of fact, you know, Forrest, I did look into that book that you was telling me about, and it doesn't come out until November, by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I'm going to get that book. going to get that book because it sounds so very interesting and something that I got to get into, because I get into those conspiracies because what happened was right when this pandemic broke out, like 2000 in March, I'm not a big television person, but I do go on to television because I have this Fire Stick. And they have a lot of these conspiracies, which, by the way, some of these programs or some of these documents about conspiracy aren't on today because I went to look them up and everything, because they revealed too much what was going on, you know, the Illuminati, you know, and all this and everything. If you have a Fire Stick, all you have to do is just go on there and look up conspiracies, and you will be surprised at what you will find on yet, what has been going on, but has not been now, because when you bring those conspiracies and what's been going on, you can clearly see which way that they're going with this. Anyway, that doesn't have too much to do with my photography, but anyway, like I said, I am a photographer, so anybody that needs photography service, please. Well, I'm out of retirement now, but I'm coming back into the field, and I'm starting to pick up some jobs now. As a matter of fact, today, a friend of mine that he can no longer do photography asked me would I do a wedding that somebody had asked him to do. So that's still up in the air yet. I haven't spoken to the actual people that are getting married, but I'm taking a little jobs, a little bit here and there at the time. I also do portraits, family pictures, kids pictures, children, wedding, just about anything you can name. Anyway, I think my time is about up. I'm not sure, but I'm going to leave you back to our host, our main man, Mr. Forrest Mann.
Okay. Hey, Pat, I want to thank you. I've been known as brother for a long time. Family, how I met Pat, give you a brief little history. When I was doing shows, the ladies always wanted to take pictures with the guys. And like I said, no shame in my game. I've told my family, listen, if you're new, if you're listening for the first time or the second time I didn't make the revelation in the beginning, I told you guys, I used to promote them Chippendale shows for the ladies, and it was a lot of fun. One thing I can say about that, we never had any incidents, just a few broken hearts and guys acting crazy over the girls. I mean, you know, that happens anyway. It doesn't have to be in that type of setting, okay? And then I also used to book the ladies for bachelor parties, all right? Fun to be had, okay? And, you know, it's funny how people always point fingers, but, you know, my uncle taught me a long time ago, Pat, that when you point a finger, three can be pointed back in your direction. You have people always telling me back then, oh, how can you book those girls to do such a thing, shaking their behinds and stuff? Well, guess what? In all the years, I did not ask them for one penny. Okay? Because what I did was I was just a buffer. Now, if you want to put me in judgment, then you do so. Everybody's entitled to free thought, just like free speech. Okay? But I tell you what, fun was to be had by all. And I'm glad to say that most of the ladies that I knew, they moved on to bigger and better things. Okay? But like they say in the good old religion, whatever practice, let those without sin cast the first stone. Is somebody in my podcast on this? Can they cast the first stone? Oh, can see it cast. Okay. So, yes, some things are worse than others, but I'll tell you what, never murdered anybody, never stuck up anybody. I never beat anybody from, let me watch that, because when I was younger, I did a couple of shows back in the day. It was, you know, that was the thing to do, be slick, make money, and go out the back door. Yes, family, I'm admitting what I did. All right, I gave a couple of shows and slid out the back door. Some people did not get paid. Yes, I'm guilty of that. 23, 24 years age, I did that. But now, all right, either I keep living like a fool or I get smarter as I get older. Now, can anyone out there tell me that they live the perfect life? There's no such thing. There's only one person who's perfect. You got a lot of people that are in the pulpit nowadays giving speech. In fact, you got some people in the pulpit, all right, or whatever type of religious leader they call themselves. and they will sell the congregation out for a paycheck that they're getting from, who knows, a political connection, big pharma. Ooh, all right. Somebody just recently told me a story about they get. Hello? Somebody just said something? Oh, okay, that was Pat. But in conclusion, fam, let me say this. Somebody just told me a story about they were supposed to give the prayer to their congregation. They gave the prayer, and then on the bottom it says something on COVID. They gave their analogy about what they were presented with, the science and the homework they did on COVID. The leader of the congregation got upset and called them in the office. And chastised. He said, listen, I'm not going to hold my tongue. I'm speaking my piece, freedom of speech. So what I'm saying to you is I would not be surprised if some of these pastors, yes, and some of the imams, all right, and these politicians for sure, all right, are not getting a little extra in their bank accounts to push this thing. Now, you heard my man. He's on the health tip. But he said in order to travel, he decided to take the shot. And he hopes that what's going to offset it is his drinking the tea, which is very potent, very powerful, family. All right? So that's why he did what he did. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to have to call Harriet Tubman and do the Underground Railroad because that's just me. This is me, family. I'm going to have to dig my way from here if I want to go to Alabama. It may take me a couple of years, but I'm going to dig from Jersey to Alabama to get down there underground. I'll probably run into a couple of moles and, you know, a couple of rabbits down below. Hopefully nothing, you know, that wants to attack me. But I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to get in the car and, you know. I'm going to be surprised if this country sets up checkpoints, especially after Biden made that speech yesterday. And also, before I go off, I just want to share something. I listened to an audio, Pat, with this lady. 20 years, she's a professor teaching at a university, right? And they told her after 20 years that if she didn't take the test soon, that she would be fired. Wow. That's crazy. And then she broke down and cried. But anyway, family, listen, shout out to Ms. Deborah Gaskins, Dawn Lewis Roberts. I want to thank my Karen Watley. I just want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. If I missed you, Cousin Kathleen, my family, my brother Darren, Saida, Chris, everybody, if I miss you, you know I'm going to get you next week. My man Jay Sean comes on every Friday. You want something a little cutting edge, a little different? Check him out every Friday. Dial the same number. He's on between 8 and 11 every Friday. Keeping it real. Shout out to my man Dre Williams. All right, Dre, we got to talk. And Pat, thank you for coming on. Peace and blessings. Everybody have a nice week. I didn't get to all my topics, but I'll get to them next week.
By the beast, afrocentricity we got to teach. Respect for all people has got to increase. Let's dismiss all these myths and walk in peace. First you must wake up, wise up, rise up. Open your eyes and get fired up. You've been sleeping too long, your life is faster than you by. You need to open your eyes, man, to realize that life is but a dream, or so it seems. But nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream. So open up your mind, let your mind be free. Take it to the next level, the highest degree. Yes, open up your mind, let your mind be free. Let your brain be your life for the world to see. But love it. This is my prayer for you because I care for you. I just want you to understand all you've been through, because I've been there too. I know sometimes things get real thick, man. You want to throw up your hands and call it quits. I mean, you're frustrated, aggravated, so uptight, cause people in the world just won't treat you right. It's like nobody cares, nobody understands. You wanna live your own life, be your own man, free, put your mind at ease. Get hip to these prophecies and maintain, do the right thing. By all means, show your self-esteem. Push forward and strive for the dream. Put mind over matter, not matter over mind. Wake up while you still have time. And acknowledge the knowledge and let knowledge be born. Cause if you want to get ahead, you got to be strong. For love. To the Most High, the Most High, the Blessed High. Keep our visions clear as we're looking through this third eye. First, we must learn about self to know ourselves, so we can help ourselves to be ourselves. Then we can live with someone else. Now, if each one teach one and each one reach one, that's when the peace comes. That's when we'll be as one. So let's use these sources in our resources. Open up our hearts, eyes, minds, and voices, and educate and re-educate brothers and sisters who are still not awake. You see, jealousy and envy and greed will keep us on our knees. But knowledge, wisdom, understanding will give us upper hand. So let love be love and let's spread this love. Then live, love, enjoy your life. Hold it down, son, have a little fun. I mean, live, love, enjoy your life. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to no one but love it.
We love that.